Welcome back for session number two. In this session, I would like to talk to you personally, parent to parent. I would like to start with this question. Do you think it's possible to give away what we do not possess? Think about the teachers that you have had over the years. The ones who have made the biggest impact are not the ones that are best at spitting out facts and information. They are the ones who are passionately modeling the things that they are trying to instill within us. The same is true as parents. We cannot give away what we do not possess ourselves. Let's go back to the passage in Deuteronomy 6 that we looked at in our last session, especially verse 4. We read, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might." Moses tells this to the Israelite parents before he says anything about training their children. If we want our children to know the value of having a loving relationship, then we as parents need to model that in front of them. We need to be showing forgiveness. We need to be loving toward our spouse as well as other members of our family. I believe one of the best gifts that we can give our children is a healthy marriage. Before I go any further, I want to pause for just a minute and recognize our single parents who may be listening. I have to say, my hat is off to you. You have to be carrying a huge weight of responsibility, and I cannot imagine how you do all that you have to do by yourself. I believe it is important for all parents to gather people around their family and build relationships with people who can speak into their child's life. But this is even more critical for those of you who are single parents. I'd encourage you to find people you can go to for the support you need. This could be your family members, a small group in the church, or people you sit around at Fellowship Bible Church on Sunday. But find people who can come alongside you and help you as you parent your child. As parents, we want our children to know the value and significance of relationships. In order to do that, we need to be modeling it in our relationship. If we want our children to have a close relationship with Jesus Christ, then we as parents need to be making sure that is a priority in our lives. We need to be taking time to get away and have our time with God. Again, I know schedules are busy and it continues to be more and more hectic now that you have this little one. But even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, I would encourage you to set that as a priority. I would even say, once your child is old enough to understand, that you let them know that they need to spend some time with the other parent while you go because you need to spend time talking to God, and then you'll be right back. Let your children see that this is something that you value and that Jesus isn't someone we talk about on Sunday and the rest of the week we go out and do whatever we want without including him. Let them know how he is impacting your decisions. Let them hear you talk about how you are involving him in your decisions that you are making every day, whether it's where you're going, what you are purchasing, or for protection as you travel. Let them hear that God wants to be involved in all of these areas of their life. If you are going to small group, let them know that you're going to talk with other people who believe in Jesus, that you're going to build each other up, and that you are going to share what Jesus is doing in each of your lives. Let them know that you are spending time reading your Bible or listening to an audio Bible if that's what happens to work best for you. Let them hear you pray together as a couple and as a family, more than just around the table. Maybe while you're driving down the road in your car, you say, "You know what? Let's just stop and talk to God about this and see if he will help us. Thank God for the beautiful day," or ask him to help you through a situation that he's allowing you to go through. Maybe it is asking God to help Dad while he is at work. All of these things show the value of relationship with God to your children. So here's your homework assignment for this session. Answer these two questions. First, what are you and your spouse going to do to invest in your relationship with each other? Maybe it's finding someone you can trust to babysit for you so the two of you can get away and spend some time together. Or maybe it's setting a regular date night. Perhaps it's committing to praying together before you end the day. Whatever it might be for you, sit down with your spouse and talk that through. The second question is, how do you plan to grow in your relationship with God over the next year? It might be a more consistent personal Bible time or joining a small group as a couple. Maybe it's being more regular in your church attendance, memorizing scripture, or simply posting scripture throughout the home that will draw you back and keep your mind on things that you need to be focused on. Whatever it might be, write those things down and put it in a place where you can see them on a regular basis to help you improve your relationship with God this coming year. Again, thanks for following through on these steps. After you have completed this assignment, check out what my wife Sue has to say in session number 3.